Lee, and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We're down to the quarterfinal stages of this year's World Cup of Darts, and today we'll see the quarterfinals, the semi-final and the final, so we'll find out who are crowned this year's world champions. My name is Mark Walton, and I'm joined on the line once again by commentator John Gwynn. How are you, John?
I'm very well, Mark, thanks, yes.
Good. Have you enjoyed the World Cup so far?
Well, there have been some close games, haven't there? I haven't seen an enormous amount of it because it's almost wall-to-wall coverage. But when I have sat down and enjoyed the games I've watched, yeah, it's a good atmosphere. It's a tournament that's now established in the PDC calendar. I think every player enjoys it. That's the most important thing, really.
Yet it has been entertaining so far. We've seen the big two, if you like, England and Holland, or the Netherlands. They're still in the competition, still playing well. England had a little bit of a wobble, didn't they, when Adrian Lewis got beat. But the Netherlands are looking quite strong, aren't they? They're just cruising through their games.
Yes, they've done particularly well. And they played Italy, which was really a very easy match for them. The Spain game wasn't quite as foregone a conclusion, but they came through it fine. And, of course, now we look forward to their meeting with Belgium, which is going to be their toughest. And ultimately, should they reach the final, and I think they will, obviously the toughest of them all. But we'll come to that in due course.
We will, and just an honourable mention for Belgium as well. They seem to love this tournament, don't they, the Heibrex brothers? They got to the final last year, and they're playing well again this year.
Yeah, and if you remember when we did our preview the other day, I suggested that they might be one of the teams that could come from outside of the leading pack and do some damage, and the Heibrex brothers certainly had comfortable wins over India and Austria. And the Austrian game wasn't, on paper, the easiest of matches, but they came through it pretty well.
Yeah, they only dropped one leg in that entire game, so that just shows how well they're playing. What we'll do is we'll look ahead to the four quarterfinals, and then we'll have a look at the outright betting, and John can tell us who he thinks will go on to win it. Starting with the quarterfinals, though, John, the first of them is at 1:10, and it's Northern Ireland against Scotland. Northern Ireland are 7-4, Scotland 2-5 here. They're both came through relatively easy in the second round, both winning 2-0. Northern Ireland beat Japan and Scotland beat Sweden 2-0. So who do you think wins the quarterfinal, John?
Well, I think this could go very, very close. I believe that Brendan Dolan and Mickey Mansell have formed a very formidable partnership. And that's very important, of course. But if you remember, again, in my preview, I suggested that the Robert Thornton and Peter Wright partnership needed to be moulded together. I wasn't sure how they would gel, if you like. I suggested that Gary Anderson, at the moment, in my view, is the best of the Scottish players on form, but of course these teams were picked a little time ago and on the basis of where they stand in the rankings. And Thornton and Peter Wright have done really well. It's an intriguing game. It's one of the best games in the quarterfinals for my money. It's almost, it is a home international, isn't it, in a sense? And these players know each other so well. I will take the Scots to come through, but not with that much in hand. I think Peter Wright's extra quality. He is the quality player of the four. And I think that might just make the difference.
Okay, Scotland then just to edge the first of the quarterfinals. The second is the Netherlands against Belgium. So we've got Van Barneveld and Van Gerwen taking on the two Heibrex brothers, Kim and Ronnie. Netherlands are 1-3, Belgium are 9-4. And as we mentioned earlier on, two teams that seem to like the competition, particularly Belgium. Holland, though, they're just cruising through their games. I mean, this could be a belter, couldn't it, John?
Yes, it's the first real test for Van Gerwen and Van Barneveld. I'm sure they're ready for it, but they have had, as you said, a relatively comfortable journey through the competition so far, and this is where it comes to an end. The comfort, I mean, not the journey. I think they'll win. I think Holland will beat the Belgians, but I think the Belgians, the two Heibrex, will give their very best. Ronnie is obviously the key to the Belgian team. He is the weaker of the two, and I think that it's imperative that he steps up to the mark. But I would expect a good game, but I would be very surprised if the two vans didn't go through.
Okay, Holland to progress to the semi-finals then. The third quarter-final sees two former finalists taking each other on, Wales and Australia. Wales are 11-8, Australia 8-15. Wales have been in the last eight in every competition in the World Cup so far as well, John. So they're another side that seem to step up their game in the World Cup. How do you see the third of the quarter-finals going?
Yes, and in the case of both of these sides, it's been the same two players all the way through the previous tournaments, so you've got ever-present against ever-present. And that helps, because they really do feel like a team and know each other's game in terms of their emotional responses, and they know each other inside out. I think this is another intriguing match. Don't be surprised if the Welsh lads actually pin the Aussies here. Simon Whitlock and Paul Nicholson, they've had Denmark and Hong Kong to overcome. Wales, well, they've come through by the skin of their teeth against France in the first round. 5-4 in legs, that was a different format. And then 2-1 against Poland in the second round. And the deciding pairs was only 1-4-3. So I think they may feel that their name is on the trophy, you know. When you win two games on a deciding leg both times, you begin to think that things are going your way. They won't want brinkmanship against the Australians. Tough one to call, because I really do believe this is another one that can go the distance. A lot depends on Mark Webster against Simon Whitlock. Of course, Richie Burnett's the most experienced player of all of them. It's an intriguing game. I'll just about come down on the side of the Aussies, but not by very much.
Okay, Australia the narrow preference then in that quarter final, and the last of the quarters sees England take on South Africa. It's the most lopsided of them in the betting. England 1-8, South Africa 9-2. But we have seen England have a little bit of a wobble so far with Adrian Lewis getting beat. Do you think it'll be as straightforward as a 1-8 shot in this, John?
I think that it will be a comfortable win for England. I admire the South Africans. I think they're the only team from outside the siege to get through to this stage. They've done remarkably well. Who have they beaten? They beat Singapore, didn't they? In their last round, that's right.
Yeah, round two.
2-1. So, Singapore, that's right, the two Lim brothers. Paul Lim, I know very well, did the nine darter in the Embassy World Championship in 1990. And, they came through 2-1. Peterson, I know very, very well, Devon Peterson. I don't know Graham Philby that well, but obviously he's played his part. But, you know, they come up against two players now that are class, more than just a class above those they've met so far. There's only one result here. It's a comfortable victory for England. And well done, South Africa, on reaching the quarterfinals, but that's as far as you're going to go.
Okay, comfortable victory for England then. Let's have a look at the outright betting, John, before you go. The Netherlands are 11-8, England 6-4, Scotland 11-2, Australia 9-1, Belgium 18s, Wales 25s, Northern Ireland 40s, and South Africa 66-1. It hasn't really changed too much. The Netherlands still the favourite, and England not far behind them in the second favourite berth. Do you see it between those two still?
Oh, yes. It hasn't changed. And if you remember, again, when I did the preview, I said that really the first 2 days are almost, not entirely, but almost irrelevant or insignificant. Because in the end, it's all going to be decided on Sunday. And that's why the betting hasn't changed that much. I mean, everybody expected Holland to beat Italy and then ultimately Spain. Everybody expected England to beat Thailand and then ultimately the USA. And so we're really no further on, no further back. And that's why your betting reflects that. So I'm still sticking with the Netherlands. I do believe that if they don't win it, England win it. I think it's a nailed-on Netherlands-England final. England themselves will be just quietly hoping that the Hybrex brothers can cause a bit of a surprise, not a shock, but a surprise in the second of today's quarterfinals. But somehow I just think that later on this beautiful summer's day, and it's beautiful where I'm sitting, I think we'll see the Netherlands and England in action.
Okay, a Netherlands-England final then. In John's opinion, he thinks that the Netherlands will go on to win it. He hasn't changed his mind from the start of the competition. Good work, John. Thank you very much, and enjoy the World Cup this afternoon.
Thank you, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.